evening audio boo. It's about 8 o'clock in the evening on Sunday the... Oh, I can't remember what date it is. How am I meant to remember that? It's due to be the 30th on Thursday, so that's the 29th, 28th, 27th, 26th maybe? Something like that. Anyway, had a bit of a quiet day today. But I think Vance could do with a little bit of excitement because he's a bit subdued. My dad was up for the weekend and has now gone home and it's wet and horrid outside and Vance is just not interested particularly in anything. Oh, you big doggy. He's like interested in my... No, he's not even interested in my phone. But I thought that what he might like to do is to have a treat. Would you like a treat, Vance? He sat up. I don't know if I've probably recorded it before. There can't be much in life that I haven't recorded yet. but I thought it might be quite nice to record me laying my treat trail for Vance, which is basically I take one of his treats, put him in the kitchen or somewhere, and then drag the treat. It's a solid one, so it doesn't actually leave any physical residue on the carpet. It's a Pedigree dental chew. Quite good, Vance loves them. And do a little trail around the flat to see if he can find it. It's more fun than my parents were. I've got a bigger house. And sometimes we'll do it with multiple things, but we'll just do the one today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show him the treat and then take him through to the kitchen where he's going to wait. And then I shall lay it. Open. Yeah. So here's the treat. Treat, rather. Yeah. Vance is me. What do you think, Vance? You like the treat? Come on then. Listen to that change in behaviour. He's gone from lying around, not being interested in anything, to suddenly bouncing around the flat. Yeah, keep going. Keep going. We're going to go to the kitchen, Vance. Can you find the kitchen? He's gone in his bed. Where's the kitchen? Try not to cough on the treat. Good boy. Okay, Vance. You have one more sniff of that, yeah? Okay. You are going to wait there, okay? You wait. Good boy. I go on bended knee and pull this thing along the ground, and what we'll do is we'll take it, we'll do a bit across the edge, the threshold here, and then we'll go up here, across towards his bed a bit, and then over here, sort of along the edge of the sofa, across the room, do a sort of big S. Could have been a sniff dog. Ish. Okay, so that goes up there. Sorry for the sniffles. Okay, and past the... skipping the dining table, past the clothes horse, and now into the entrance area. We'll do a slight little diversion up towards the bathroom, see if we can send him in there. Maybe. Or maybe the thing to do actually would be diversion into my bedroom and then I'll put it in the bathroom, but just put it just poking underneath the bath mat. Into the bedroom here. on me, sorry. So up to his sort of vet bed thing in my bedroom. A big bit of smelling around there. There we go. And then I'll just lift it up into the bathroom. And my luck, he'll hear where I've gone and just find it immediately. But interesting to see. There's a bath mat. There we go. Sorry about that. Right. Let's just check that we are still recording.
Recording.
Yes, we are.
Remaining.
Good. Let's go and get the hound. Good boy for waiting, Vance. Good boy. Wait there. You smell my hands. You smell my hand. Can you find your treat? Find your treat. He's sniffing. You're not going to try up here a bit, Vance, first? No?
He's gone straight for the hallway.
He's gone into my room. He's sniffing under the bed. And he's gone into the bathroom. He's smelling around the mat. Yes, he got it. Well done. Clever boy. Well done. There we go.
That was short and sweet, wasn't it? He's too good at this game. He's too good at this game, is what I'm trying to say. Without my voice going squeaky.
Right. Hope you enjoyed that.
Bye for now. Oh, by the way, as a quick aside, I'm coming up towards my 2000th boo. If anybody has any ideas as to what I should do with it, please let me know.